Right now, the most thoroughly tested therapy currently under study involves stem cells from bone marrow. However, there are no clinical studies underway on embryonic stem cells. A UW-Madison School of Medicine study may pave the way for that. Researcher Timothy Camp put embryonic stem cells into the damaged hearts of mice. The immature, often hard-to-control cells developed, as hoped, into new heart muscle and blood vessels. There were no tumors.
So the idea is that we need to develop transplantation strategies that will direct the differentiation of these cells into the cell types or tissues that we want with minimal or hopefully no risk of tumor formation. And that can be done in a number of ways.
Dr. Camp says patients who've had large heart attacks with extensive damage to tissue stand to benefit most if cell-based therapy like the one he's studying in rodents proves to be successful in humans. But there are roadblocks, and even those using less controversial adult stem cells have encountered difficulty. There's dispute over whether the stem cells in various studies really turned into heart tissue and whether it was safe. In a previous French study of stem cells taken from patients' thighs, hearts started beating dangerously off-tempo. Nevertheless, doctors around the world continue to make inroads into cell-based therapy that could repair damaged hearts, and that includes the U.S., where heart disease is the number one killer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.